The following program is proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.com.au.
Stories Under the Stars.
The following story is fictitious. The purpose of the story is to teach important messages, manners, and morals to children in a way many of them will enjoy. Sometimes less is more. In the dense trees of a vast bushland lived a possum called Pablo. Pablo was a kind friend to his neighbors, always hunting long hours for fresh nuts and berries and making a feast to share his findings. He would only have a few bites so that his stomach wouldn't hurt and left everything else for his friends. And then he would rest, only to wake up and start his hunt again. Pablo, like other possums, was nocturnal, so he would work in the night and sleep in the day. Pablo liked this way of life. He made sure all his bush buddies and their babies got a bite to eat, where it would be hard for them to find food. Plus, with all that time spent hunting, he became stronger and faster than the other possums, and he knew his way all around the bush like the back of his paw. He could walk around blindfolded and still be able to figure out where he is using his sense of smell and hearing. One day, Pablo wanted to put himself to the test, so he did in fact blindfold himself and went out hunting. Pablo started jumping from a branch to a branch, sniffing and listening. When he smelled some fresh berries, he went to pick them and placed them in his backpack. Then he kept going until he sniffed out some delicious nuts and collected them in his backpack. "Lovely, this should feed everyone just fine," Pablo said to himself. Just as Pablo was about to turn around and head home, the wind blew and a beautiful scent wafted into his direction. He took off his blindfold and turned to the source of that lovely smell, where he saw a little cottage in the distance, one that he had never seen before. Pablo carefully approached the cottage. The lights were off, but one window was open. The delicious smell was coming from that window. He crept inside through the window, scanning the surroundings with his eyes. Then he saw it. On a high table, Pablo saw a spread of foods that he had never before seen in the bush. There was some roast chicken and ginormous fruits he had never seen before, like apples and plums. His eyes went wide with amazement. "My friends will love this," he thought. Pablo leaped from the window to the table in one strong leap and put out his paw to take the food. "Wait, what if it's poisonous? I don't want my friends to get sick. I'd better taste it first." He took a bite of an apple and the flavor exploded in his mouth. "Wow," he exclaimed. Then he took a bite of the plums. Again he yelled, "Wow." But what he was most excited about was the roast chicken. He had never seen meat that looked so good. His mouth was drooling as he took a bite of the roast. Pablo could not believe the flavor, and before he could even say anything, he took another bite, then another, then another. He would go between the apple, the plum, and the roast chicken until there was nothing but the chicken bones and the fruit seeds left. He let out a giant burp and then picked up his backpack. It was time to go home. He ate all of the delicious new food, but his friends would still appreciate the nuts and berries. He tried to leap to the window, but his full stomach made him feel too lazy. So he just walked out. He walked the whole way home, and when he finally got home, his friends were worried about him. "You took a long time hunting tonight. Are you okay?" asked Stella the squirrel. "And why do you look so full? Did you eat already?" inquired Millicent the magpie. Pablo was worried that if he told his friends about the delicious food, they would get to it before him. He wanted it all for himself. So he said, "No, no, don't worry about me. I'm just feeling unwell. Off to sleep I go." Pablo dragged his feet lazily, unable to shake the stomach ache from all of the food. When he finally got to the tree where he usually sleeps, he started to climb, but something strange was going on. He could not even climb up to the first branch. Before tonight, he could be up there faster than you can say Pablo the possum. But now that he had eaten all that food, he no longer felt like the strongest, fastest possum of the bush. After an hour of trying to climb the tree, Pablo gave up and started to cry. "I wish I never found that delicious special food," sniffed Pablo on the forest floor. His friends, who had heard his cries, came to the sad possum. "What's wrong, Pablo?" The friends walked together, and Pablo explained the whole story and how he regretted eating all that food. Between walking and talking and laughing about the story to his friends, Pablo felt a lot better. When they walked back to Pablo's tree, Millicent the magpie and Stella the squirrel made a letter for Pablo to use for the day so that he can go to his home and rest. Pablo felt like his old self by the next night, the strongest, fastest possum in the bush, and was off on his normal hunting trips, only eating as much as he needed. The end.
The moral of this story, dear listeners, is that we should be smart about what we feed our body. Many of us like to eat our favorite foods and wish that we could just have more and more. But that should not be the case. Yes, some food is so delicious, but we should make sure that we eat just enough so that we don't make ourselves sick. And so, dear listeners, learn from Pablo. He used to eat just enough and do plenty of exercise when he was hunting around the woods. But when he started to eat until he felt sick, he could no longer help his friends collect food like he used to and do the thing that he loved. But after a little bit of moving around, and with some help from his friends, he was back to his old self. Until next time, boys and girls, good night and sleep tight.
Change. Sleep, my little bird, sleep the fire.